Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now for the forecast. Today and tomorrow are the final days of the meteorological winter, and we're going to get a little snow for winter's finale. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now by Skype with a forecast. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So tell us when the snow begins.
Well, the snow will begin this evening after the evening commute. Now, there can always be a flurry or two ahead of it, but by 7 or 8 o'clock, we'll start to see the snow showing up just around Springfield. It'll get into the Boston area between about 8 and 10.
And what are we expecting from this storm?
2 to 4 inches is basically what everybody's going to get. Now, because the snow is very light and fluffy, it's not going to surprise me if a few places exceed that, maybe go to 5 inches, again, because of the air that's going to be sort of with the snow, and it'll allow those little flakes to kind of pile up very nicely. It's going to be real easy to move with this one.
Light and fluffy because it's really cold out there.
It is cold this morning. Temperatures in the teens across the area. We had clear skies last night. And that's allowed those temperatures to be cold. And today we only get up into the mid-20s, so it's not a very warm day. And with the snow tonight, we're down in the teens again. So this is really light stuff, no mixing at all.
How long will the storm last?
So tomorrow morning, about this time, we'll have most of the snow down. I think after 7 o'clock in the morning, it's definitely going to mess up the commute somewhat because we will have had 2 to 4 inches overnight. And, you know, the plow guys will be out there kind of cleaning things up. But nevertheless, roads will still be slippery.
All right. And what follows this storm?
So we get into a nice day for Friday, a blend of clouds and sunshine, pretty seasonable. We should be in the lower 40s this time of the year. We'll be in the upper 30s. And then on Saturday, a weak system moves through the area. A little bit of snow, a little bit of rain. It's not a big deal. I don't think we'll see much of any accumulation of rain or snow. That comes to an end. And the second part of the weekend, partly sunny and smack dab seasonable in the lower 40s.
Dave, looking out beyond the next week or so, when's it going to warm back up again?
Well, if I look ahead towards next week, there may be another storm system sometime Sunday night or Monday, and that could bring some snow. And then it gets pretty cold after that. So I think folks have to mentally prepare, even though we're going to be in meteorological spring, that it is going to remain cold for the first week anyway of March. I don't see it very stormy per se. There could be a storm, but it's not going to be like last year. But it looks cold to start the month.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.